This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are live and direct. The reviews are in.
Yes.
The subscribers of the HeadGum YouTube hate the promos.
They hate.
Oh my God.
Commercials.
So I had never went on the YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the listeners that love us. We talk about the negative people, but we definitely are grateful for you that listen every week.
I love all the fans. I love the y'all. Some of y'all when y'all comment, they're so specific, like. They'll really be listening to the
details.
Shout out to the one girl who I don't have her thing up right now, but who commented the other day. It's like, is anybody a Team Serena fan?
Yeah.
That should make me laugh. But you know, it's like, hey, but today she might have one. I got a big announcement.
I got a big announcement too. I never say this, Lamar.
Uh-huh.
I never say this, but the YouTube commenters hate the show.
What, for real?
Lamar, you ever wake up and still feel? I've been dizzy all morning.
Uh huh.
I'm not hungover.
Uh huh.
But I still feel like I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I know I'm not drunk.
That's just probably dehydration.
Is it?
So every morning, what I do, my ritual, I have alkaline water by my bed, and I drink a glass of alkaline water every day because when you wake up, your body is depleted, and especially if you was drinking the night before.
But I wasn't hungover. You know how you feel when you're hungover? You got
a
headache right here. I wasn't that. I was just like, damn, what is wrong with me? Why am I?
Yeah, the equilibrium's off.
My equilibrium's off. My equilibrium is off, too. I just beat Casey in a game of basketball.
Yeah, like when I used to do tick battles in high school, I'd be like,
but equilibrium was on.
That was on.
That was on. Equilibrium was on. So I just beat Clay in a game of horse. Congratulations,
buddy.
You
playing horse out there?
You got beat by a drunk guy.
The ball was bouncing a lot, though. What'd you say? Got beat by a black guy?
He got beat by a drunk guy. He got beat by a drunk black guy.
Have you seen? They're bringing. I walked outside. It was what like white man can't jump out there.
Yeah,
but Casey, he can jump.
Casey and I are about to start hustling people to make money. This episode of XOXO Gospel Kings is brought to you by Athletic Greens.
Yes. Actually, Anya, can we get some more? Can we ask for a request?
Because
I'm all out. I haven't really had any Athletic Greens in a few weeks.
I'm all out, too. I probably wouldn't have been dizzy this morning when I woke up if I had had my Athletic Greens.
So you weren't hungover. You just feel like
I was
lightheaded.
Dizzy. I woke up. My alarm went off. I had therapy very early.
What time?
9 a.m., which is crazy for me.
That's so early for therapy. I hate early therapy. I told my therapist, like, this is toxic, this early therapy.
First time I almost cried in therapy, but I think it was because I was dizzy.
Or you were just vulnerably. You were drunk.
I was drunk.
I believe dizzy and drunk is one and the same.
And I felt like we had like a lot of good breakthroughs, but even my therapist was like, so you don't want to hang on to this time, do you? I was like, hell no.
Yeah.
I don't want to do nothing at this time. That's why I do podcasts and television, because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to be up at that time.
Yeah, you're raw at
that
time.
I'm dizzy at that time. If I had to slept one more hour, I wouldn't be dizzy, right? I'm dizzy. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Man, maybe you need to eat some almonds. They got the white stuff on it this time.
Anya had me. Let me tell you about our producers today. Oh my God,
Well, we don't want to put their business
Clay
out there.
And AK-47, I'm about to go in on they ass. I'm on their helmetos right now. Because let me tell you, first of all, I'm standing outside. I show up bright and early. Dizzy is all good.
Yeah, dizzy but therapeutic.
Therapeutic. Busy but broken through. I'm standing outside. I'm texting Anya. Did you see all the text?
Did you see the video? It was a massacre of group text.
Did you watch the video? Yeah. 20 minutes I'm outside. Anya is not.
Let me see.
And I know they're not in here recording. I know nobody. We start this thing off. HeadGum don't move until we come in.
Yeah. We are a HeadGum podcast.
We are a HeadGum podcast. And let me tell you something. I was standing out there. It's not that hot. It's a beautiful day. I was comfortable. I was fine. Anya left me out there. I took a picture in front of four different buses. And then I get in here. That's probably what made me dizzy. I was spinning around.
That's hilarious. I know he's spinning in circles. That's why you're dizzy. He's like, Anya.
Oh, okay, enough of that. Shots. That's what we won't have.
Shots at the host.
And taking shots at me after both of these sons of bitches are leaving the show. Yeah. So who am I going to banter with? You?
Oh, Lamar. My God. I can't banter with you.
We don't banter together.
We banter with strangers.
Yeah. They leaving the show, y'all. We're going to have somebody else up in here directing traffic, telling me I can't. I forgot my laptop, by the way. Telling me I can't be on my phone, reading my notes off my phone, slapping me in the face, poking me with cactuses. My finger's about to fall off. I poked myself with a cactus, and I bet you, I think the tip of the cactus had poison in it.
I think so. You might be drunk.
I'm drunk.
What if
I got
you're
dizzy
not drunk,
after,
but you got dizzy after the I mean, it's not, you know, Jake and Amir, they might be like, let's get these poison tactics.
Yeah. Just let's like, get spice shit. It up. Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit.
Do you have, we got some spotted. Hold on. First of all, we got a funny spotted, a crazy meta spotted this week. This spotted was Carl Tart spotted at the fucking courtside at the basketball game. I was getting hit up on Instagram. I was getting hit up on my text. Like, yo, look who I see on TV. Carl Tart down in the center with the homie Paul Scheer.
Yeah, we were
the two biggest Clippers fans in Los Angeles.
We were two huge Clipper fans. We did lose the game. That was, don't laugh.
No, I'm sorry, but it was funny because it was such a great experience. It seemed like such a great experience, but it looked like y'all were having so much fun that I thought that y'all had won, that I thought the Clippers had won.
We brought the energy, we brought the noise, and we brought the funk. And only other day that can rival that day, that's number one, happiest day of my life. The second day is me and Anya's wedding day. That was the day that we got married.
Is that why she locked you out this morning?
Yeah, yeah. Because I said
she was like, I'm sick of
you. I'm nothing if not truthful.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, wife. I sat courtside.
That'd be funny if y'all lived together and y'all were both on the way to podcast. She's like, I'm gonna lock this motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Sick of this motherfucker. And you're like in therapy, like, I don't know what she's probably gonna lock me out when I get there.
Lock me out of my damn office. I can't go to work. Jake and Amir's gonna dock me paid.
Yeah, so Carl Tart. The meta spotted. Carl Tart was his own spotted today. How fantastic is that? Shout out to Jenna, who sent me that spotted. You know,
thank you, Jenna. Thank you for noticing
Carl
me.
Sitting baseline at the crypt for the Pelicans-Clippers game on my TV.
See, it feels good to be, honestly, it just feels good to be recognized.
That was dope.
It feels good to be spotted. Like, people can't be mad when they spot you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feels good to be spotted. It feels good to be seen, honestly. I feel unseen.
So that felt good to be courtside. Ronnie asked a good question. I feel like that would be my insecurity if I was courtside. Like, I feel like I gotta like do much because I'm always on TV or something. But you're genuinely a fan of the Clippers, so
genuinely a fan. You're having a fan since the year 2000 when I was 10 years old, and I joined the Clippers bandwagon that year. And it's not real bandwagon because they were terrible that year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have had bad seasons a lot in their history. But that's what makes me love them. You know what I mean?
They're underdogs, and I like them too. I always like the underdog.
You got to root for them.
I'm from Atlanta. All my teams are underdogs.
Yeah. Now, I do not like that underdog, the Atlanta Falcons. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan.
The Falcons. Remember the Dirty Bird?
Yeah.
That was such a specific time, you know.
We was all doing the Dirty Bird, though. Yeah. Even though I'm a Saints fan, we was all doing Dirty Bird.
It was cool. It was like we had Jamal, what's his name, running back. We had Michael Vick and Jamal, the running back. I can't remember his name.
Lamar, you cannot mention Michael Vick on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
90% of our fans are white women.
I forget. Please excuse my Michael Vick reference. It was a time in my life. It was a time I remember. Okay.
Speaking of times in our lives, college. We all went to college. Anya, where'd you go to college?
BU.
Oh, wow. That's BU. Close to the to Yale, isn't it? BU.
That's what it was like.
Casey, where'd you go?
I was like body odor.
I went to Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
College of Art. Both of y'all from Boston.
Arts.
Massachusetts.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Oh, really? Did y'all study radio there?
Lou Wilson went to BU.
You study podcasts? Is that a major there?
I studied Gossip Girl.
Yeah. That's what I was studying. I went to Georgia State. That was a fun college, but I didn't. I got to say, did you call? You went to out of state. I didn't have this college experience that they have. I don't relate to that. I literally just lived at home with my dad the whole time.
But, so it was just like going to extra high school.
Yeah, it was just like I'll go to class and go home. The shit was boring. I literally have no friends from college. Like when I saw that show Friends from College, I just was like, I don't know what this means because I don't have any friends from college. I have friends from high school still.
I started at Wilberforce University, a historically black college and university.
Yeah, shout out to our HBCU.
Then I left there pretty early on, after like 6 months, and went to New Mexico Highlands University, where I played a little basketball. And which is a historically Native American university? I don't know.
Yeah.
It ain't historically. It's historically open to everyone.
I just say yeah. I don't even know.
But then I got cut off the basketball team, and I came home, and that's when I started doing Comedia dell'arte.
Helmito.
I'm on your Helmito today.
It was on your Helmito.
I'm on your motherfucking Helmito, cuz.
He's back in LA.
Speaking of Helmitos, a lot of Helmitos in this episode because they're at college. Now, Lamar, I don't say this very often. I don't say this at all. I don't think I've ever said this.
Oh, man. Please, let me get just my seat.
Yeah, adjust your seat. Adjust your seat.
I have to pee, but I'm going to hold it.
I don't believe I've ever said this about it. If somebody could cite me in the YouTube comments, perhaps. This episode was a humdinger.
Yeah. It was a humdinger. I was like, and, oh man, what's going on out there? It was a humdinger, and not only that, it was a off-location humdinger.
On location.
I loved it. It was like a field trip. It felt like my mind was on a Gossip Girl field trip.
Everybody Google right now the HBO On Location video. It's on YouTube, and it's fun. It's from the 1970s. you should look it up too, Casey. So Blair's dressed like Mary Poppins.
It's My Fair Lady, right? Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Was Mary Poppins in My Fair Lady?
I don't know. I think Mary Poppins was a different story. I think My Fair Lady was like, it puts the cart in the horse. and he's like, you put the cart in the horse. And then they try to teach her how to be like a lady. Oh. That's My Fair Lady.
But why was she dressed like Mary Poppins, though?
Because that was bad costume design.
How she was dressed in My Fair Lady? Is there a lady in My Fair Lady that was dressed like that? Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
What they say?
I run this city blind. We're just mixing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that it was bad. It was like My Fair Lady's dress does not look like what Blair was wearing. Blair looked like you're right to say Mary Poppins, because she looked like Mary Poppins. But I think the My Fair Lady dress was a little different. But and then Serena came in. You know Blair's stressed out when she having her fantasy shits. When she be like fantasizing about the old Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Blair's having a nightmare.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it from the beginning. Stressed out. I'm used to this now. I've been watching this show for 2 seasons.
Serena came in fly. Yeah. Oh man, I got a big announcement to make. Should I just make it now?
Just make it now.
I think at least for this episode, I'm Team Serena right now. I'm Team Serena. I never thought I'd betray my girl Blair, but she has lost me. And it's been a pattern. You know, it started 3 episodes ago, and I'm just done with her. I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her. She's betrayed
my faith in her.
But I'm fucking with this version of Serena because she's just like, fuck y'all, standing up for herself. Yeah. I love it. She's fighting back. I like it. Yeah. And she's not with Dan. I wonder if my hatred for Serena had to do with her being with Dan.
Interesting. Yeah. I like Dan, though.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I hate that. I hate what the influence she has on Dan.
So, Dorota brings breakfast in.
Dorota's looking good this morning, too. I was like, she came in looking kind of, looks good.
Dorota was looking good. She said she's proud of Blair. Okay, I think I'm picking up on something here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared to say it because it might spoil something for me.
Yeah.
So, I need you to be your most neutral self right now. And to Gossip Royalty, do not confirm nor deny if what I'm saying is right But don't say nothing about it. Is what I'm saying. Don't say nothing about it to everybody.
Well, you want to get it on record? What you about
to the listeners? I'm gonna get it on record because I feel like something is happening. I think Dorota is Blair's real mom.
Wow.
I thought you were gonna say, sorry.
I thought you were gonna say you thought Dorota's Gossip Girl, but
no, that's too easy.
Is it? I'm just playing. I don't know. I have no idea. That's an interesting theory, cuz I don't know. I mean, I'm not supposed to react to this.
You're not supposed to
react.
We'll
keep it in the air. It's in the air.
I'm sure Dorota's Gossip Girl. I would guess that's gonna make me mad if she is. Honestly. Yeah. Because I could guess that from how they keep sneaking her in.
Well, let's talk about it real quick. Right now, and I'll try not to react. I'll give you three guesses. Who do you think, if you had to decide right now who you think Gossip Girl is, like, who do you think?
Dorota number one. Chuck number two.
Mm-hmm.
Rufus number three.
Okay, cool. Let's make a note of that. We'll check in like every six episodes or so.
Dorota number one. Chuck Bass, number two. Rufus B. Cookin, number three.
I would love it if Rufus is Gossip Girl. That would be awesome.
If Dorota's Gossip Girl, it's going to make this whole
that
show.
That feels like first thought, but yeah. You never know. It's a lot. You're not going to find out for a long time. Here's the thing. You're not going to find out. Because literally, the only way you're going to find out is if we do this podcast for 6 years. It's like last thing that happens on the show. Yeah. Like, it's like the final episode of the entire series.
Just Chuck Bass.
It was worth the wait, though, for sure. I definitely was like, holy shit.
Yeah. All right. So, Rufus being a great father.
Yeah.
Except he's not helping Dan with his fashion choices. Dan wearing a brown shirt with a brown tie with a brown pants. And I can't believe he's wearing so much brown.
Yeah, and he's not even trying to go to brown.
He's not going to brown.
He's going to Yale.
He's going to Yale.
You know, I don't understand.
Wearing all brown to your Yale.
Can I say a stupid thing real quick?
Please.
This whole time, my whole life, I don't know why, and tell me if there's a reason why I think this. For some reason, I keep thinking brown is in Texas. Is there a reason why I would think
Morris
that?
Brown College is in Atlanta.
Why is brown
be in Texas?
I don't know. I just always imagine it being in Texas for some reason. But maybe
what school are you thinking of?
Maybe I'm thinking of Austin State. Like, it seems
Austin
like
State. Austin State.
Austin Brown State.
Austin Brown State.
I don't know why. But I looked it up today. I was like, where's Brown? And I didn't realize it's in Providence.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lily, what's her name? Lily went to Brown. And Serena wants to go to Brown.
Serena
too.
Wants to go to Brown. Got rejected by Harvard and had to go to Brown. That's a Family Guy reference. Dan wearing brown with a brown, with a brown, with a brown, with a brown.
A brown hat and a
brown
face.
He's not that damn poor. He could have went to Marshall's and got a white shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's out of his league here.
Rufus got nice shirts.
Rufus know how to dress.
Rufus know
except
how to dress.
Except for that shirt he wore last.
Shirt he didn't like. But at least that shirt would have been better. Why wear all brown?
It's so weird.
Did y'all watch the episode? Damn it. Anya.
Oh, man.
Leaving the show.
Hey, when what's the new girl's name? The new girl coming in?
Rochelle.
We're going to hit her right now and be like, before you come to the show, you got to watch the show.
Got to watch the
That's
show.
That's the rule.
Yeah? She's a fan? Yeah.
All right, good.
Okay, good.
That's the rules now.
You guys are upgraded.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I'm not going to... My own damn wife leaving the show.
It's crazy, man.
Can't believe you.
Man, if y'all get divorced, who's going to get me in the podcast?
Yeah. Who's going to get the custody of the podcast?
Also, real quick, just to go back. Did you notice Dorota had kombucha? Was kombucha around back then?
I don't think kombucha was around in 2008.
Unless it was like maybe kombucha is a thing, and then the people who made kombucha
decided to
sell it or whatever.
Yeah.
But
did y'all drink kombucha in 2008? Nobody drank kombucha.
Because it wasn't in a kombucha bottle. It was like in a teacup thing.
Let us know on XOXO Gospel Kings _podcast if you drank kombucha in 2008.
In 2008, right when Obama got elected.
Right when Obama got elected, if you had a big old glass of kombucha.
Me and my dad were like, finally, son, it's happened. Pour me a glass of kombucha.
Yeah, to support your guttural health.
Isn't it crazy how far we come from Obama being elected?
That's been so long.
I know. This country is way worse now.
Yeah.
This is maniacs.
Yeah.
So, you know what's crazy is like the Chuck had me dying. I got to say, I know Chuck's a bad dude, but this guy has got me cracking up. He's killing me. Like this, when his first line was like, "Are you ready for the horny girls of college?" He was
over the top.
Yeah.
His character's over the top. It's like he's he's British in real life, so like his American accent is like so over the top. He's like cartoon villain.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Tiny Nate. Oh, I was gonna say Tiny Nate wants to go to USC.
Yeah, he wants to go to USC.
That was tight.
He wants to come out here and be with the Bloods. Yeah, on Jefferson in Vermont.
He's like, I heard the Bloods are close to USC over there, so I'm probably going to that one.
So Serena and Blair get into it. Blair roasts Browns. Blair roasts Browns. Mm-hmm. Blair roasts Brown, and Serena changed her plan. She's like, nah, man, I'm going to
Yale. Yeah, yeah, what up?
You ain't shit.
Yeah.
I was talking about that shit. Blair, I just wish she would just take accountability for one day in her life and just honestly own up to how terrible she is and why she's so terrible. I don't understand how a person could be that messed up,
right,
but feel like they deserve the world.
That's exactly that. That's what pissed me off today about Blair, because I was like, it's one thing to be like, all right, fuck Serena, whatever, you're beefing with her. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to be like, I deserve everything I ever wanted, like I did nothing wrong in this situation. It's like, you don't deserve nothing.
Yeah,
you know, Serena, if she want to go to Yale, she can go to Yale. And not to mention, you got rid of Kelly Uchi. And this is karma, girl.
Yeah.
This is karma for that. I feel like this is karma for Kelly Uchi.
Yeah.
What's happening to her right now.
So Rufus, they at the house. Mm-hmm. Jenny comes out. And then she ain't got her uniform on.
Yeah.
And then Vanessa pulls up.
Yeah, it was Vanessa. Vanessa's a bad influence. Well, you should stop hanging out.
Yeah, Vanessa.
She's like,
all right,
girl, plan B.
This part made me laugh because it's like, you brought Vanessa over here to say the merits of not going to school.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good example. Vanessa ain't doing shit with her life.
Rufus, like, he's like, you know, I ain't finna disrespect your friend right now, but Vanessa, get the hell out of my house. Yeah, like, because basically, I feel like he's probably like, this is why I want you to go to school.
This is why I want you to go to school.
Because I want you to end up like her ass with no parental guidance, running around making coffee shops in my dance gallery. I feel like he hates that. Like, I feel like, like that would make me so mad. Like, imagine if y'all came into Hecko Studios and I built like a coffee shop over there, and y'all, but it was never around, and you just had to deal with it all the time.
And people be coming in like, "Can I get some coffee?" And you're like, "We closed."
Yeah, closed today. It's closed. I don't know where Lamar is. He put it in here. And he's never here.
Why are you guys always closed? You know what? I'm gonna write a terrible Yelp review about this, and then all the HeadGum Yelp reviews are bad because the coffee place is never open.
And they're like, and they also have this show where they great Gossip Girl. I don't understand
it. Who the fuck are these guys?
Man.
Bring back Jake and Amir. so Dan getting interviewed, but only got one letter of recommendation.
Yeah, he burned all his bridges.
Yeah,
that's right. You know,
he burned all the shit out of his bridges.
That shit was funny.
Yeah,
he's like, well, what about the other guy? It was basically the dude that got him out of jail.
Yeah,
and he was like, well, can't get in touch with him. And he's like, yeah, they kind of fucked that one up too.
Yeah,
Dan's fucking up, and he keeps getting in his own way. He's always talking shit.
Yeah, he's always talking shit. All he need to do is just like chill out. Mm-hmm. You just get a letter of recommendation from one of them old men, and that's it. Then you can go to college. So Nate and Chuck are in the quad of Yale. Nate sees a bad little mommy with the education connection haircut and fit.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing I thought. With the right college for free. Logged on to Education Connection. That's the first thing I thought when I saw that girl. I was the Education Connection girl.
Yeah.
She had a little bob haircut. She had the scarf on with the pants and the cardigan.
Yeah, him and Chuck, they were like, woo.
Which college is right for me?
Boom, 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 bam. Yeah.
You remember that commercial? Education Connection.
Can you play that at the end of the podcast? I don't know that commercial.
With the right college for free.
Yeah, Nate was on it though. He was like, let's go. Everybody's single.
You don't
right
remember
now.
That commercial?
No, I don't remember.
We got to play it. You gotta show him. So he got to see this.
Right.
Education Connection commercial. We're gonna take a break right now to watch the Education Connection commercial. We'll be right back after these messages from Athletic Greens. Or whoever.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed that ad. I hope you bought whatever they were selling. Yeah. Or listen to whatever they whatever show they got going. And we're going to, this is a live reaction of the education. Because do you remember what this girl looks like?
Look at this shit. I think so. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, that does look like her. Yeah. I remember this. Is that her?
No.
She looks just like her.
You're great. Make your bigger salary. To see which college is right for me. I went to internet. Foundation connection.
Oh my God. She looked just like her.
She's gonna hit a little move right here. That, man, I used to be in love with this girl.
Oh, yeah.
I was in, this made me want to go to college. Hey.
Yeah, it's like, this is for your specific demographic.
Connection. Nah, she slapped on this one.
In connection.
That shit. She was like, in Education wow. Connection Girl, she came out with a banger back in, that probably had to be like 2005
yeah,
or 6.
I remember that very well.
That was right when I was applying for, you dropped your drive. That was right when I was applying for colleges, like,
yeah.
Like 2007. Like, and
you like, you got it on the monitor while you're applying?
Yeah.
Can you just watch this
Education
again?
Connection.
Well, I lose my motivation.
I didn't use that website, honestly.
I still don't know what to do.
Collegeboard.com back then.
Did it say for free, too? Like,
the right college.
Is it for a specific college?
Probably like for-profit colleges.
I'm so glad you showed me that because now I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. So they meet her, and then Chuck gets kidnapped by the Secret Society.
Yeah, the Skull and Crossbones.
The Skull and Crossbones. So Blair waiting for the dean, and he in there cracking up. Dean in there getting
getting his yuck
bag.
I knew Carl was going to let it.
Yeah.
He was in there like,
no, she didn't. Yeah. No, she didn't.
Oh, Serena, stop. Serena.
Serena walked out that door, I turned a backflip. Yeah. I could not believe that shit was so funny. I was like, she was in there in her bag doing all of her top comic view bits.
Like, you would be on Yale campus, you'd be like, where is the library?
The library is hard to find.
My stomach hurt.
That library do be hard to find. Yeah.
You're like, have you guys taken all the racist statues down yet? Who knows? Yeah, we are racist.
We do be racist. Right. Oh, man.
Yeah, Blair's like, sitting there looking Blair good. Stale face.
Yeah. Blair went in there like, so what else is in the news?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, is this thing on?
Is this thing on? Yeah. Give it up for the ladies. Whole lot of white people in here tonight. Blair ain't have no young. Blair was mad as hell.
That was
so
great.
Nate talking to
that's what did it. That's when I turned to Team Serena right there.
Yeah.
He was cracking up. Yeah. I love that. Just hearing the audio without even seeing.
That shit was funny. Nate talking to Education Connection. He's he talking about what school he goes to, and they're like, "Oh, do you know this kid Nate Archibald? Apparently, he's here this weekend."
Yeah,
we've been talking about him in my econ class.
His dad is
ruined so much. Like the captain, they call him the captain or whatever. Mm. And he going in, and then he goes, "She goes, Education Connection goes. So what's your name?" And he goes, "My name is Kaiser Soze."
Yeah.
My name is Dan Humphrey.
Yeah. She was like, Enchante.
Enchante, Mademoiselle. So Chuck in the Skull and Bones room, they getting weird. This shit was the most homoerotic shit.
Oh, man.
I thought they was about to fuck.
Yeah, it was wild. They was about to fuck.
Yeah.
They be fucking in them shits, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they be fucking in Skull and Crossbones.
See, I don't know. They gonna kidnap our ass when we walk out of here. But I was like, Casey gonna be like, I'm a member.
You see this tattoo?
Yeah.
So they was up in there.
Would you ever join one of them shits if they asked you?
I was almost in a fraternity when I was in college. If I had stayed.
Is that the same thing though, or is this different? Like,
that's probably different. That's probably more hardcore.
This is like, yeah, we a secret society.
They joined the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
They like always they would always
the Fosters or the Masons.
The Masons. The Freemasons. The Firemen's. I donate to the firemen, the policeman's ball.
It'd be like, yeah, I'm part of the policeman.
The policeman
union? I'm just part of the union. I'm just part of the police union. But I get benefits. All right.
So Blair fucks up her meeting. Serena eating that ass up.
Yeah.
Like, she is winning the battle.
I was like, Blair, what are you doing? And then she just, he looking at her like, you are wilding right
yeah.
now. And she just like, yeah, everything you need to know me in the binder.
He's yeah. Like, so give me a little bit more.
He wasn't even really tripping. And then she kissed Homie on the cheek.
Yeah, she kissed him on the cheek. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny. It was like a setup almost. This episode was written well.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was written, this had to be written by a comedian. Cedric the Entertainer wrote this episode.
Yeah, he did it. He was a staff writer for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, because when she, he was like, so Blair, tell me something about yourself that's not in the packet. She's like, what? There's nothing about, everything you need to know about me is in that packet. He's like, no, because Serena came in. Yeah. She told me a little story about
yeah. she was like, her and Poppy was in the social life.
Yeah,
she's like, man, she had me cash. She had this one thing about the libraries. and I was telling you, man, and then, yeah, and then Serena just bombed that. They kissed him on the cheek, and the homie's like, the fuck?
What?
That was crazy. Kissing me? Yeah. how embarrassing for Blair Maddox. Come on, Blair.
Yeah, Blair.
Step
yeah.
it up.
So Rufus.
That's how Serena's so good at it, because she knows how to get in Blair's head. Fucks her.
Yeah.
She knows Blair's weakness. She knows her.
Yeah.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Her sweetness is Blair's weakness.
Yeah.
So Rufus agreed to go watch Jenny at work. He was like, all right, we'll go. And then he get there, and Jenny's killing that shit.
She's yeah.
intricate part.
Yeah.
Integral. Yeah. What's the
she's
word?
She's integral to the
union.
To the union
to the
of
policeman's
the
union.
Police union. Yeah. She works with the union.
She works with the police. Blue
does
Lives
not
Matter.
Support qualified immunity. but yeah, it's out of control. Like, yeah. I'm like, you know, you guys got to start arresting these guys. Like, all right, anyway, so
she's in there, and then Rufus sees how this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Integral.
Yeah.
Integral, right? She's the integral part.
Integral.
And he goes in there.
He likes it too much, but he knows.
He's like,
I can't break the bet.
He's like, you know what? Jenny in here killing it. And Elmore's like, yes. Oh, I didn't know it was bring your father to work day. Oh, I didn't know it was bring your father to work day.
I like Eleanor too.
Yeah,
she cracked me up. Didn't
you have a dream when you was a kid?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's like, didn't you? She was like, "I need you to fire Jenny." He's like, "I absolutely, most certainly will not."
That up indubitably.
Yeah,
yeah. I could have. I mean, that was cold. That was a bad look on bad color on Rufus. But
yeah, but he just.
I feel like he just like is losing his mind. Doesn't know what to do here. It do make it be like, where is Jenny's mom? This girl, this mom is really out the
she
picture.
Out there.
I'm like, what is going
he
on?
He just wants the best for his daughter. Yeah. I understand. Yes, it was definitely a bad color. It wasn't his color.
He's doing the right thing, but it's just like, I can relate to, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing.
It's a tough thing.
Because she even said, don't you have a little dream when you was a kid?
Yeah.
What would you do if somebody said that to you?
Yeah,
crush
yeah,
your dreams up.
Yeah, he was like,
because that's a badass. That would have been bad to like, even if she did, if Waldorf did do that, that would have broke Jenny's heart. Like, she would have no idea why.
Yeah,
she would have been like, that would have been more damaging.
That'd be more damaging
than if he just was like, get your ass to school. Just,
do you have anything like that with your parents that you'll never forgive them for? I got
not really. Nah, they was always pretty supportive of the dreams.
My mother one time. So at my high school, there was freshman basketball, there was a sophomore team, and then it was JV and varsity. So the path was, you know, a regular player would have played freshman his freshman year, sophomore his sophomore year. He would have gone JV his junior year and varsity 12th grade.
Yeah.
But if you were good, of course you made JV early. To play JV as a freshman was like a big thing. To play varsity as a freshman, you was really good. Mm-hmm. But to play JV as a freshman was a big thing because you skipped over a big part. Ooh, excuse me. So I had made the varsity team. I mean, the JV team my freshman year.
Right.
And I had gotten a permission slip that I need to get, you know, the packet that you got to get signed.
Right.
And you had to have a 2.0. And the grades were coming out at that time.
I know where this is headed.
I had a 2.0. I was eligible to play.
Right.
My grades was bad, but I was eligible to play, and it was progress report day, and my grades were good, and I had made the JV team. This was a huge deal. I made JV as a freshman, in ninth grader. I made JV. Probably wasn't gonna play much, but I made the team. Now, I got this permission slip. I used to forge these shits all the time because I would forget to give them to my mom, and it would be like last day before the future. Where I'm like, oh, shit, let me just.
You was forging them joints?
Oh, hell yeah, all the time. And
hell yeah, hell yeah.
But this
trying
day,
to get a jack in the box?
Hell yeah, I hell wanted yeah. my mom to be proud that I had made JV. And so I was like, Mom, I made JV. I got the permission slip.
Right.
She goes, you're not playing.
Oh, man.
You got a D in math.
Oh,
and I go,
no.
Yeah, but I'm eligible. I'm like, that's my worst grade. Like,
right.
I could, like, they would stop me from playing if I was ineligible.
Yeah.
No, I'm stopping you from playing. You ain't playing. I've never forgiven my mother for that.
Damn.
Because that would have changed my life. If I had to play JV my freshman
year. So you didn't play till.
I would have been playing for the Milwaukee Bucks right now. So,
yeah, it would have changed your life. Your mom owes you.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? Because, okay, so what does that mean? That means you just stayed on freshman?
Yeah.
So you could have been JV. That would have probably changed the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to rub it in.
Yeah. It was and it was like a moment of like, Ma, you wouldn't even, like you, like it was, a friend was in the car. And she was like flexing.
Yeah.
For her friend. She was showing out for her little friends.
Like she's like, I'm gonna check this dude.
Yeah.
Let me show you. I care about
grades. Let me show you how I parent. It's like, you don't care.
I be thinking about that, like if parents be getting petty like that, where it's like they with their other parents' friends and they like, I can't let it look like I don't be raising my kids and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And just do some stupid shit.
Man, I was so mad, bro. I like went home and cried about that shit. I was woo.
Man, well, I'm glad that she did that because you wouldn't be here today with me on Gossip Kings.
That's all right. Thanks.
So actually, thank you, Carl's mom, for holding him back from his dreams. But yeah, I mean, you know, Big Roof, he don't know what to do. But he's right though.
Yeah.
Hands down, Jenny, you're tripping. Get your ass to school. You know, he also on some real shit. The thing that pisses me most off is that he's paying for this school. It'd be different if it was public school, but
he spent
a lot of money on that school.
Tens of thousands.
He's probably
of dollars.
Working all that fucking art he had to sell.
When he's such, this guy's a good actor. Has he been in other stuff?
I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Has the guy who plays Rufus been in other stuff? He's a good actor. When he be getting his dad back,
yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
I can't do
it. Get into the house right now. You're going to be surviving on bread and water.
I feel like that'd be, that's all, like, you think you could play a dad? Like, you think you play a dad on TV?
Get in the house right now. You're going to be surviving.
I feel like
on
I would laugh at myself.
By the time I'm done with you. Yeah, I would.
Go inside right now.
Right now. Right now. I can play a stern teacher. I don't know if I can play a father. I can play a father figure.
Yeah.
That's it.
He was he's a teenager in that.
He ain't been acting. He ain't got nothing recent.
I mean,
my boy retired. Let's get him on the pod.
Yeah, let's get him, man. We got to get Big Room. I'm down to do that soon, actually.
Chuck and Serena talking. They run into each other. Chuck, something to her. I don't remember what it was.
Oh yeah, he's like he just talking shit because he knows how much Bear loves Yale. And
yeah,
he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Brown University in Texas.
Yeah, in Texas, Brown Texas College.
I think
what you're thinking about is that all the universities are brown in Texas.
Is it like the? I really
the
thought you had a good logic there. Maybe I'm thinking of the.
It's orange. That's burnt orange.
They're orange.
It could be.
Maybe I'm thinking of Brown versus orange. Board of Education.
Yeah, that maybe it's no. thinking of Loving versus Virginia.
Yeah, Loving.
Yeah, me and Anya wouldn't be married today if it wasn't for that case.
Is that the one in the movie where they made with Ruth Negga in it?
I don't know.
I feel like that's what that movie was based off of.
Ruth Negga.
But it was the opposite, though. It was the
one
that
last
guy
name
was white in that movie.
In a movie about
it's so weird her last name is Negga. You know Ruth Negga? She was in this movie called Passer.
Oh,
amazing
yeah.
actress. She's from Ireland. Get her on the show.
So he gives her the name George Sand.
George Sand.
Because they say he gonna ask you a question at the party.
Right.
Like, she got invited to the party. They gonna ask you a question. And Blair's answer is George Sand. She's like, I didn't want to know that.
But yeah,
you do. That was like, Chuck, you a cold piece of work.
He's
dog.
A cold piece of work. He just like fucking with people. And he was like, the reason I know this because when she talks about Yale, she gets all and hot and butt. Trina's like, shut up.
Two things I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know about
that. They have such a funny relationship because they really are like brother and sister kind of now. That's crazy.
Yeah. So Nate about to smash Education Connection. And then Dan shows up and ruins it. And he goes, I'm Dan Humphrey. What? Nate Archibald. It's like, that's Nate. That's Nate Archibald.
He was so stupid. Yeah. And then they couldn't have been more clear. No, don't. Stop it.
Don't.
Stop
and it. He's like, Nate Archibald, you got something in your throat? What's going on?
But he knew, he's like, fuck his games. I gotta get in college.
Yeah, yeah. So Blair buys the secretary some cat figurines to get invited to the party.
It was so many cat figurines, and that lady was like, oh my God, you got the one 1987 cat from Missouri.
It was like some Egyptian
cat. Yeah, it was very rare. Blair's like, I'm ruthless. You're not gonna keep me out this party.
Yeah, ruthless. Like,
I'll hook you up.
So Rufus tells Jenny one last time she can't work. Jenny don't put up a fight. Yeah. They got one last errand.
Yeah.
What is this last errand that Jenny has to do? And when she didn't put up a fight, even Rufus was like,
I don't like this.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, I feel the earth move under my feet. It was something about to pop
there
off.
There was something like, also, what was going on? Because she did seem like did she plan that shit? Did she plan Serena, like Lily to, was she like, knew Lily was going to try to like, convince her or something?
I don't know, but this we gotta do one more thing before we get there.
Okay.
So we gotta do a lot more things. Oh. Yeah, so Blair shows up to the party. Yeah. Serena writes down George's sign and just throws the card in the bowl all willy-nilly like Blair ain't about to that shit up.
Come on, Serena. Then you're getting sloppy.
Yeah, you're getting sloppy. She just threw the card in there like, you know, Blair's standing right there. You know she's not above taking that card out
and
writing something else.
Yeah, she was getting a little confident. You know, everybody like on Serena's ride. But, you know, oh, my God. Blair was kind of stepping it back up. She was like, she knew, because she knows her shit. She really want to go there. Serena's like, I don't really want to go here. That's what's so funny about it.
That scene was crazy. Oh, Chuck bought the girls to the boys. They said they wanted a party. So here you go, fellas. Yeah. The ladies, three. And they don't speak English. And they don't care.
Yeah. And they're like, these girls are fine, but we need something bigger.
And he said, I'm like, oh, this shit is weird. The way
crazy.
Great casting. So they want Nate Archibald.
Yeah.
Because everybody's trust fund.
Do you think he was going to dime him out? Did you think he was going to betray Nate in that moment?
I did. Honestly, I was very surprised that he didn't. I was very surprised, and I was like, oh, shit. I thought he dimed him out. Yeah. His daddy, the captain fucked everybody money up, so they got to beat up Nate Archibald for that.
Yeah.
So Blair trying to get it popping at the party, but Serena getting it in, too.
Yeah.
It's time for the probateur.
Yeah. you guys ready? But it has become the probateur.
My favorite
I gotta say,
part
this,
of the night.
This scene made me feel so disconnected from this world. Man, there really is two Americas.
Yeah. Like, it's time for my favorite part of the evening, the probateur. I had to write that word down. That's Latin for
even
queens.
Though there was a lot of black queens in the yard in the beginning. I was Gossip Girl out there. I think it was Gossip Girl in the courtyard.
That's Latin for quiz. Probateur is Latin for quiz.
Yeah. So they all ask each other, who would you rather? Who would you rather? Would you rather smash Beyonce or Rihanna? Right. What if that was his provateur?
Now time for the provateur. Who would you rather smash? Which Golden Girl would you smash first? Yeah.
He's like, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
George Lopez, Andy Samberg.
Anderson Cooper.
So I would fuck Anderson Cooper. No, right. But basically you're saying, like, who, dead or alive, who would you want to have dinner with, right?
Yeah, who would you want to have dinner with, dead or alive? George Sand.
Yeah.
Who's George Sand? Who would you want to have dinner with, dead or alive?
It could be anybody. Both of y'all could answer.
My answer would be so problematic.
Who?
Oh, that's okay.
Bleep it.
Really?
Oh, that ain't
it. Oh, yeah. Well, since you said it was going to be problematic before, it negates it.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? When did you learn English? You good at it now.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're good at English now.
That's crazy. My ex-girlfriend is a big Michael Jackson fan. It's like she's like connected to him. It's like, she's like one of those people that would like pass out in the movie, you know, in the concerts where they're like.
Yeah. I would do that.
Really? Like when he jumped off the stage?
Yeah.
Don't ding 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 ding.
When you pop out the stage,
you go. Hold on, do it. Look, this is me. I'm in the crowd. This you, Michael Jackson. All right, and I'm the girl. And I like. Oh. They be like this. They be like. Oh. be like, they fall asleep. It's like they die. It's so weird. It's like,
Micah. That's right. Racist.
What?
I was watching the Japan tour, 1988. Seoul, Korea. No, that was the Olympics. Uh-huh. He was in Japan, 1988. He's like, we're sending out a meatloaf. Michael.
They'd be like, Billie Jean, not my love.
Sleep.
It's so weird. Who else has it? A lot of people have that. Chris Brown has that too, huh?
What? Where people pass out?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That's funny. Clay, where would you pass out? At who concert would you pass out at? Concert. I almost passed out at therapy today.
I was dizzy. Drunk. But it is funny. Like they, like I'm trying to think who, like, it's like that's why that Michael Jackson could answer though, but it's like the idea that this person is so powerful to you that you just on site lose control.
And,
like, I'm trying to think who that would be for me.
Nobody.
I don't think
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it'd probably be Jesus. Like, if Jesus came back right now in the Headgun Studios.
Yeah,
like,
he just stood there.
Like, yeah,
Jesus! Jesus! Don't they think?
If I saw, like, what if you saw Donald Trump, though? Like, if Donald Trump walked in right now, I'd be like,
hello.
Donald Trump!
I'm looking for Jake and Amir. I'm looking for Jake, but I'd also take a mirror.
I hear the HeadGum is great.
Yeah.
It's a great podcast.
I have a podcast on HeadGum.
You guys should Anya. Come join my Twitter.
Oh, is that Anya? How's your English? You just learned to speak it a few years ago.
Big Michael Jackson fan.
Big Michael Jackson fan.
Blair does her dirty, right?
Yeah.
Blair does the dirty deed.
Blair is a fool to do her dirty work.
Bringing up the past.
Oh, yeah. And
you don't ever bring up your homies' murders. Like that's the rules. You never bring up people we killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, Chuck set up. We learned that Chuck set up Dan instead of Nate. Hold on, we just jumped. We got, because that's an important thing.
Okay.
That's an important thing. So Chuck set up Dan instead of Nate, right?
Yeah.
That was crazy. We that's when we learned that Dan is in there, and then they put.
But also, it's like you forget he still got the vendetta, because I remember you were like, I wonder what he's gonna do to Dan.
What he's gonna do? Yeah.
So I get why Chuck did that in a way, because I still owe this cat for some bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I like that he didn't betray Nate. But then Nate's like, the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, Nate got in his baggy bag.
We like this part. We gonna get there.
Okay.
So we got a Blair fucked up Serena's answer. She said Pete Fairman. Pete Fairman is the dude that died when she was with Harriet the Spy.
Exactly. So
that makes for an interesting story, though. Blair should have got Serena kind of saved face in that,
because
the headmaster was still like, oh, you killed someone.
Yeah, he was like all about it. He was like, tell me more.
Blair, have you ever killed anyone?
Yeah. Ugh,
typical.
He's like, I can kill somebody. I'm a straight A student. He's like, it's just our brand. We need a new brand. We need more danger, more murderers in the school. But then Blair wouldn't stop talking, and she was just fucking it up. Serena was about to save her ass. She almost had it. Like, she was like, yeah, she was about to, like, basically say the story. She's smart. That's what I'm saying. I was fucking with Serena this episode, because that was a smart little, like, she was like, the best move right here is to be honest now.
The headmaster was like, please, Blair, Miss Underwood. What's her last name?
Blair Underwood. Vanderwoodson.
Miss Blair, what's her last name?
Waldorf.
Waldorf. Miss Waldorf, please.
Yeah.
Let her finish. Let Serena finish.
Get off her helmito.
Get off of Serena's helmito. Let her finish.
Everybody's like, but you killed the guy. You killed the guy. Is that the sex tape? Is that part of the sex tape you guys did?
A sex tape.
Please.
Serena, please.
Let her finish.
I want to hear about the sex tape.
He was like, this guy was all, he was smitten. He's like,
yeah, he was in love with Serena. It was creepy.
I know. It was kind of problematic. But then it was like, and then, but never brought up the kiss that Blair did. Never brought that back.
Yeah, no. So hard cut to Lily wearing a dress.
Oh, yeah. So she's rocking Serena's dress.
It went from like two girls yelling, like they yelling the shit out. And did they fight? Was that the fight?
Yeah, well, they start, yeah, after so that, they start fighting.
They start
on
fighting
the porch.
And shit.
Yeah.
She threw that purse at her head. I was like, I was mad Serena didn't have more hands than that. Serena should have put them motherfucking paws
on. I know.
Like,
they was,
bink, bink, make
that
em,
was
make
a terrible
em,
fight.
Em,
they were just, it looked crazy.
Yeah.
I bet that was a rough day on set.
Yeah.
Like, can we do it again?
And it was just like a hard cut to a silent Lily in Serena's dress. Like, damn. Look at me.
Yeah.
I don't feel as old.
I'm looking good.
I'm like, is she, my daughter's getting these type of dresses. Am I no longer sexy?
She looked great in that dress.
She did. She did.
And, but it was confusing now. I'm like, what the hell is she going through right now?
Yeah, that felt
like a little bit of a hole in the story because I was like,
she only was in the shit. That was her whole storyline, the whole episode was. The first scene she was in, she was like, oh, that dress is for you and not for me. I have a mom dress. And Serena's like, that's a good color on you. And she's like, fuck you, bitch. She had said that.
They were literally in the room were like, all right, so Lily's going to just try on a dress and like it. That's her story for the whole episode.
Why do we need her in there? So then Jenny and Roof Dog walk in. And he's like, why are we here, Jenny? What errand you got to be that's here? Mm-hmm. And she's like, we shouldn't be here, Jenny. We shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And she's like, Lily's not here. I just need to pick up something from blah, blah, blah. And then...
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like this was planned.
By Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was planned.
Oh, is that obvious?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like... So she knew Serena's going to be... I mean, she knew Lily's going to be there.
She knew Lily was going to be there. Uh-huh. I don't know if she knew that... She's gonna be in that dress. Like,
but she knew
called
that
her before.
She must have talked to Lily to tell her because it worked basically.
Put on a dress, yeah. Because Roof see Lily in a dress, and you know,
what if Lil J was like, "I'm coming over. I put on something sexy too." You know, yeah, you know, Roof is gonna like it.
You know, Roof is gonna like that, and Lily's like, "Ooh, girl, okay."
Lil J is trash. Yeah. She's manipulating
Ooh,
the fuck out of her daddy.
Ooh,
that's
girl,
crazy.
You right. He gonna love this. Yeah. And then he walk in, and Roof Dog is like, "Hold on, now, do a little spin for me, real quick, girl. What's going on, Lily? Shit, where your man at? Where your man at? Where Bart at? Huh? Where Bart at?
What happened?
Where Bart at?
Where Bart Benz? He still on business?
Where's Walt?
He still out of town?
Yeah, what's good with you, Mom?
Yeah, she was like, they was all smitten looking at each other.
Yeah. This story is crazy. Because it's like, all right, he sees Lily in a dress, and he's like, damn, you made that, Jenny? All right, you ain't got to go to school.
I know. Big Roof is trash for that. He was like, damn, well, she look good. Yeah,
you do look good in that dress. I done seen you make a bunch of other dresses. I seen the runway go nuts over your dress at the fashion show.
Andre Leon Talley fucking with your shit.
Yeah, but, wait a minute. You this the dress you put on Lily? All right, you ain't got to go to school no more.
Yeah, that was whack.
Yeah, that's a bad storyline. Yeah. Rufus put that game.
It was probably more that Lily has a hold. More that Lily has a hold on him.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
And then she biting her lip when he saw her biting her lip.
I know, that was some good acting right there. Yeah, that's how you let people know you're thinking about him. Like, is that real? The girls do that, Anya? When you like a guy, do you bite your lip like this?
Hachi-machi. Oh, so they do.
She was like, it was like the shot just stayed on her, because Rufus, he did something to her. He was like,
oh, and Lily,
yeah,
keep it warm.
he goes, Lily, for the record, you look good no matter what dress you wear.
Yeah,
and he's like, then he did like this, and he put it on her face, like Denzel does.
Yeah,
and walked out, and then she was like. Swear she just took a shit right there. And she was like,
I got a shit.
He was like, oh,
I got a shit.
I have COVID diarrhea.
I shit on my Jimmy Choo's.
These Jimmy Choo's are done. I'll save these Jimmy Choo's. got that COVID diarrhea. You ever had COVID diarrhea? This should just be coming out. You'd be like, my mom was like, I was like, Mom, you got COVID? She said, I'm fine, Lamar. I'm fine. It's just this diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
It should be getting it. It's so stupid. COVID is so dumb. It's such a stupid disease. Okay, anyway.
So late at the bar, the boys walk in. The boys are back at
two. Yeah, they walk in.
They talking about, hell yeah, Nate Archibald got what it was coming to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, why are they using his name while they talk about what they did?
I know.
Hey,
Tiny
you see how Nate Archibald
did it. We assaulted him.
Yeah. Hell yeah, guys. They didn't like they it was like they were silent all the way to the bar. And as soon as they walk in the bar, they go, yeah, guys, we got Nate. Yeah. we got Nate. And he's like, wait a minute, you got who? Nate. I'm Nate Archibald. Yeah. And I'll be here to kick your ass.
Yeah, I love that. This was my favorite Tiny Nate moment of all first two seasons. And he was like, but he got scared. He's like, yeah, what up? Did push him? And then he's like, oh shit, it's one of y'all.
Yeah, he turned his stool over. So he goes to untie Dan, and Education Connection walks up, and they talk it out. Mm-hmm. Dan in his drawers, he tied up, it's cold out there.
Yeah.
He's like, should have wore different boxers. Like, I think those boxers were pretty, like, that's pretty, if I'm going to get tied to a pole on a college campus, I'd much have those boxers on.
Would you have those have boxer briefs? Right,
I wouldn't want to have on boxer briefs, especially if it was cold, because the meat won't be meeting like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least in some loose boxers, the illusion of the meat. It's still, you know, but if I got boxing briefs on, everybody walk by gonna be like, oh, his meat ain't meeting.
Carl went to therapy this morning, just so everybody knows.
I was drunk.
I'm drunk right now. I was drunk then.
I'm drunk now. I'm drunk right now.
All right, so then, yeah, Education Connection is ready to give Nate a little second chance.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute. That was cool. That's a cute couple, the two of them.
Yeah,
is that gonna
turn
into something? I don't know.
I hope so. That would be great if he goes. Well, he's not going to Yale. He might go to SC.
Yeah.
So Education Connection got to transfer from Yale to SC.
Yeah.
What year is she at that school? Because he's still a child.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been a little appropriate because if she's at the level where she has access to the professors,
she's probably 23.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's funny.
Education Connection.
That's tight, though. She's Education Connection.
I went to high school. I mean, I bagged me up a little high school guy. Fuck the man in my dorm room.
Connection. So Serena and Blair have the friend breakup, which was great. I'm like, finally, break this shit up.
This was good, but then this is bad writing here because it was like a straight up and back. The next scene after, we might as well talk about both scenes.
Yeah. The next scene after is Ruth gonna let Jenny drop out, but then the next one is Blair and Serena make up at the dean's office.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't like that as a writer. I understand why it happened, but you don't do that. That's bad writing.
Yeah, Cedric the Entertainer, you messed up on this part.
We call that in the biz, in the Hollywood, we call that an up and back, where you do something that you're going to fix immediately right after.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, man? You're just wasting my time.
You're wasting my time. At least fix it the next episode.
Yeah.
Don't fix it right. I was so mad. I was like, how are y'all like break up as friends and then go, we can't not be friends.
Yeah, just after one meeting. After one day. Get out of here.
Jenny ain't even been out of school long enough yet. Jenny ain't been in homeschool. She got the whole homeschool packet. That's a big ass packet too.
I know she's gonna regret that real quick.
Yeah, she gonna
Vanessa's like, so you wanna do some homeschool together? And then she's gonna be like, this is stupid.
Yeah, come to the coffee shop and be in school.
Vanessa's only friend is Lil Jay. Yeah.
Would you let your kids do homeschool? Nah, me neither. Hell yeah. I'm Carl Tarr and I endorse public school and I'm running for mayor. I refuse to send my kids to private school or to homeschool.
Yeah.
You got to go to public school. You got to get this real life. I'll make you go to a bad public school, too.
Yeah, like Fauché or whatever.
I'll make you go to Manual Arts High School.
I want my kids to go to the worst high school in the county.
Yeah.
And then really toughen them up. And then, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll pay for them to go to college. That's a good college. So you're going to go to the bad school, and then they'll go to the good college.
Do well at the bad school with no resources. You have to share books.
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to make my kids go to Abbott Elementary. Seems like fun over there.
Nate resolves with Dan. And then that was cool.
So they're going to be little friends and stuff.
Yeah, I like their friendship. And then he goes to Chuck. Chuck's like, we'll talk about it in the car. Nate, Dan is nothing. He's nothing. He was so mad about it.
Yeah, he couldn't tell him why, though, because he didn't want to tell Nate the secret that Dan knows. And, you know, it's so sad because that could have been him and Dan.
Yeah,
Chuck and Dan.
They can all be friends. I want them all to be friends.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, TV purposes, yes, we all know in real life Chuck sucks ass.
Mm-hmm.
But TV purposes, I kind of want him to have a friend.
Well, he needs somebody.
He needs friends. He needs somebody to be there.
He's going to keep running amok. He clearly needs attention. That's what's going on here.
Yeah. So the dean calls Serena and is going to let her in, early admissions.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to his office. He got all the motherfucking tabloids on his arm.
Yeah, he's up to no good.
He is up to no good. He's like, I think we make a press release about you coming. How's that?
See, this is why all those schools are trash. This is why you got to go to ICDC College.
I said ICDC.
I said ICDC. Who do you think would win in a rap battle? Extra Education Connection or Lil Romeo ICDC.
I think Lil Romeo's ICDC movement. Because he go pat, 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 pat. Wait, pull that commercial up. All right, we'll wrap the episode up by watching
ICDC
College, Lil Romeo.
Yeah, look so that up. Okay.
This whole episode has been about for-profit colleges. This is a college episode. This is like Wheel of Fortune when they have the college kids, or Jeopardy when they have the college kids come on.
Yeah.
Remember the college kid went to on
We don't
Wheel
have to watch
Fortune,
it now. We'll watch it at the end.
We'll watch it at the end. So Dan and Nate take the train home.
Yeah, together.
Chuck ain't got no boys.
He ain't got no homies.
Chuck ain't got no homies.
Yeah, right.
We end the episode on Chuck not having no homies. This episode was good. It's a humdinger of an episode.
Yep.
There were some, I didn't like the up and back.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like.
I didn't like the fact that I didn't like Lily's storyline.
Yeah, that was. I like
two scenes.
I
at least give her three scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can you imagine that day on set? She's probably like, "Why am I here?
Why am I here?
Why am I here? Yeah. You got me here all day waiting."
They made her wait because they was running behind on the shot before
like,
that.
Just put the. Let's just
so they was on location and they still had the other scene. So there was definitely two units.
Yeah. So she. You know, that was a bum me out, but was she in the last episode, though? Maybe that's why they did that. I think I missed her from the last
episode. Yeah, the last episode, she was like, she had a dossier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a dossier.
Show me my dossier. Yeah, that completely dropped that storyline.
Fast Eddie
is really out of commission. But she's, Big Roof got an opening, though.
Yeah.
That's all they were trying to do.
Yeah,
plant that seed back, because it's coming back. Because Big Roof, he don't give up. Where's Bass Daddy at? Nobody knows.
He don't give a bass ass.
So what do you think? What do you give this one?
I'm going to give this episode a 4.92.
That's great.
XOXOs. So that's
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO. I'm going to give this one, I'll give this a 4.6. 4.6 XO.
So that's
XOXO. 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 Excuse me. Acid reflex. All right.
COVID diarrhea.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite part of
the
show.
The favorite part. Now, one thing the YouTube comments did say, they said, we don't like this show. Who the fuck are these two guys? They're not funny. But this news segment at the end, that's our favorite
yeah,
show.
Yeah. They was like, please just make that the whole podcast.
Yeah.
All right, guys. The news is crazy right now. We need like a sound cue that goes, duh, 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 duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We gotta,
before y'all leave the show, y'all have to make a sound cue. I want Anya to sing it.
The audience will always have you be a part of the show.
Gossip
I just want to give a shout out to Anya, and you know we've been calling him Clay but his real
Casey.
Name is Casey.
Man's name is Casey Musgraves.
We just want Casey Musgraves, and we want both of them to know we love y'all both, and thank you for everything.
I'm very upset, very sad. I'm getting divorced today. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. I got some rough news because it was a bad news cycle. Mm-hmm. Yo Gotti and Moneybagg Yo. That's funny. Their names are basically have Yo.
Yeah.
One has Yo in the beginning. The other one has Yo at the end. He's like, hi, I'm Yo Gotti. Hey, I'm Moneybagg Yo. they went to the White House this weekend. So my question is, who from the show would you want to go to the White House with? Moneybagg Yo and Yo Gotti.
So Moneybagg Yo's got a song called Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that song quite a bit. And there's a whole bar in it where he's pouring lean into a cup. And you hear it. And he takes a sip and goes, damn, that hit the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'd be fun. But Yo Gotti's, I like Yo Gotti's music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he would be more professional than Moneybagg Yo at the White House.
For the White, yeah.
And when we meet
Joe
Biden
yeah.
and Sister Kamala, I think I might want to be there with Yo Gotti, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And who else? You got to pick someone from the show to join y'all.
Oh. I think Dan. No, not Dan.
Nah, Dan sucks. I feel like he would say something stupid to Kamala.
Yeah, he'd say something stupid. Is it Kamala or Kamala?
Yeah, and we're like, why are you embarrassing me in front of my sister right now? I would go with Lil J. Wait, hold on, you didn't answer yet.
I think Lily.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Lily,
and Yo Gotti at the White House.
Okay, that's great. Joe's like, hey, come on. Hey, Lily, Yo Gotti, Money back, yo. Or, and
who's this here? Who's this? Oh, yo, Gotti, Mr. Gotti. How you doing? Hey, I think I should have some cheese and crackers. Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Cheese and crackers in there. Hey, Kamala, why don't you get them some snacks?
I love that. Joe, I love that they're just always together.
Joe, that's not my job.
It's not my job.
Oh yeah, sorry. I love the women. Oh, I love the black. God. I love the black women. Project black women. You guys see the slap?
Yeah. Did y'all see Will Smith slap? What do you guys think of that? Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
Would you slap her? Would you slap somebody if they disrespect? I slap a motherfucker. They disrespect Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. New story. Seth Rogen's birthday is today. Who do you think cares about that on the show? I'll tell you, it was a rough news cycle. I really didn't have anything.
I think the only person who would know Seth Rogen's birthday was today would be... Damn, who would care about that?
Probably Dan.
Dan would probably... I keep thinking Dan, yeah. But also I feel like he would be like, oh, so I'm supposed to care about some comedian's birthday, I guess. I don't know. He'd be a dick about it.
Yeah. And maybe Tiny Nate might know. He seems like he got his
Yeah, Nate would probably be like, hey, have you seen... Hey, Dan, I just was wondering if you wanted to come over and watch Knocked Up.
Yeah, it's a great film. He's like, Knocked Up?
A Pineapple Express.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't really like to get my yayas on, you know, at the expense of people doing drugs.
Ah, marijuana humor. Nice. Say some stupid shit.
Yeah, this dude is cracking me up today. All right, so last one. Kyrie Irving flicked off one of his fans.
Yeah.
You heard about that?
Yeah, I got some shit to say about that. Let me tell you something. I do not like the idea of Kyrie Irving. He got fined $50,000 for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like players getting punished for defending themselves from fans, because fans are entitled pieces of shit and they think they can do whatever they want to to the players on the court. And I don't agree with him being punished for that. He was like, the insults that were being hurled at him were crazy. And I don't like this idea that's like, well, you got to take it because you make a bunch of money and you play basketball and you're entertained. They're not circus animals.
Yeah.
Like,
facts. Wait, who? So what were they saying to him?
Awful shit.
Was it his own fans?
No, it was Boston fans. You know, Boston fans are garbage.
Oh, in Brooklyn. I'm tripping.
He plays for Brooklyn now.
He used to play for Boston for a year
and said he was coming back and then decided he wasn't.
Oh, so that's
back.
Why they that's and why so they hate him like that. Got it.
And, you know, they're Boston fans. So they're living up to their, y'all people, man. I'm telling you.
That's your folks. You know, Boston.
They're disgusting.
I'd rather be you.
Anyway, speaking of which, I will be at Foxwoods in Connecticut on May 5th with the Doughboys. Please come out. This one's for you, Boston.
Yeah, much love.
Not May 5th, May 7th.
I don't really have a question for that one. I just want to talk about Kyrie Irving. All right, you want to watch the commercial?
Who would get fined? Who would pay his fine?
I guess who would pay his fine or who would...
Chuck would pay his fine secretly.
I think who would be a Kyrie Irving fan is maybe the real
Maybe
question.
Next time don't be so sensitive is what Chuck would say after he paid his fine. I paid the fine.
Yeah.
You know, every time Chuck does something nice, he always has to say it that he's fine. I did this for you.
Yeah.
Kyrie, I paid the fine.
I paid the fine, Kyrie.
But Chuck was the person in the audience yelling the obscenities.
Yeah. You know, maybe just take it easy next time.
Yeah.
You know, use your words.
Maybe next time, don't just desert your team.
Because he's on, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I think Dan might support him too because they're from Brooklyn. The Humphreys.
Yeah, the Humphreys.
They're the Brooklyn fam. All right, guys. I gotta say, it's been a wonderful episode today. It's been so fun. I want to watch this commercial before we go.
Yeah, let's watch the ICDC.
So which one can you play? The other one will play at the when we watched it, and then this one we'll close out the episode with.
Yeah,
can we do that? We'll get to it.
My parents always told me how important the education was. So I went to college.
And hear that beat?
Sticks with you and keeps you on top. ICDC College will set you on the right track towards earning your degree.
And watch this out.
Like Homeland Security, medical assistant, crime scene investigation.
Oh my God, look at the chalk outline.
In today's world, you got to take command of your future. At ICDC College, you'll get resources like financial aid and your own computer.
Yeah, I feel like they changed the music.
Your future is waiting. It's your time to go to college.
The ICDC they show is in Culver City, across street from the Fox.
They used to have one over by Food for Less, but it's just shut down.
This is your future. Don't waste it. It's up to you.
They filmed this on an iPhone.
Roll on up to ICDC College.
Yeah, that was the one that Corey said. ICDC.
There it is.
I said ICDC
College. ICDC College.
ICDC. Watch it. Watch, he does this.
He was like playing ping pong or doing the red ball.
I'm so ICDC.
Oh, man.
We so G-O-S-S. We so Gossip Girl. We so G-O-S-S. Follow us on Instagram at XOXO Gossip Kings _ podcast. Please send us your user spotted. Thank you, Jenna, for spotting me on TV.
That was so cool. I'll be on TV soon one day. You'll see me. Spot me.
And you can spot Lamar in Superstore.
Oh, yeah, I was in that. But you can't tell if it's me because I have my mask on and a hat on and a full piece of uniform on. Like, literally, you would have no, if you don't know my, you would know, because you guys would know because you know my voice really well. If you listen to this podcast, you might be able to figure out it's me.
What was your character's name on New Girl?
His name was Blaze.
Blaze. Yeah, Blaze. Blaze on New Girl. Blaze of New Girl fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast. Like it on iTunes. Rate and review it. And, hey, man, y'all take it easy out there, okay? Yeah.
Don't be too hard on yourselves.
Don't be too hard on yourselves. And when you go to therapy, don't be drunk from the night before, huh?
Yeah.
Don't be dizzy. Don't be dizzy, dizzy bitches. I'm
just playing. You dizzy Gillespies.
You dizzy Gillespies. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.